ER.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, screening two documentaries about artist Jimmy Sutomo Mirakatani at Liberty Hall on February 20th at 7 p.m. Exhibition and event information available at spencerart.ku.edu.
It's 55 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 3:30. Then we're going to learn why so many college athletic departments are pouring so much money into marketing all of a sudden. There are some good reasons for that. Once we get to just about 4:15, top Republicans and Democrats in Kansas often clash on big issues. But this year, legislative leaders have been coming together to endorse a statewide ban on the use of cell phones in schools. Now, many lawmakers agree that students would thrive without digital distractions, but opposition to this bill has been absolutely fierce.
And there's no way you can write one policy that fits schools from fewer than 100 to more than 45,000 kids.
Coming up, why a policy with bipartisan support has hit a big snag in Topeka. That's straight ahead on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 50s. Down to the lower 30s tomorrow night. Chance of rain on Thursday with highs in the upper 50s. It's 54 degrees in Topeka, and it's 3:20.
PR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. A great way to start off your day with the very latest news using all the resources of NPR and KPR. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, a Kansas-based retirement savings company seeking employees who want to make a difference in their careers and communities. Details on current openings at securitybenefit.com.
Stay with us. News headlines coming right up. The time is 3:30.
Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 52 points to 50,188. The Nasdaq closed down 136 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas bill would allow more children experiencing behavioral health emergencies to be placed in stabilization centers when they are taken into police custody. The centers are an alternative to secure detention centers and can offer immediate services to children during a mental health crisis, like when a child is endangering themselves or others. The bill is aiming to fill a gap in state law that does not directly allow law enforcement to place juvenile offenders in crisis centers before their cases are resolved. Crystal Hedrick of the Children's Alliance of Kansas says that change could remove delayed support.
Providing kids with behavioral health supports early and in a least restrictive setting improves their outcomes, reduces recidivism, supports families, communities.
Currently, state law requires formal authorization from a judge or a mental health center before law enforcement can place a juvenile in a crisis center. A House committee is still considering that bill. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order increasing low-tariff beef imports from Argentina by fourfold. U.S. cattle ranchers, some of Trump's biggest supporters, fought that move. Bill Bullard is the CEO of the rancher advocacy group RCAF USA. He says the bump in imports will only help the meatpacking industry.
increased imports do effectively lower cattle prices, but they do not lower beef prices. Instead, what the increased imports do is provide greater margins for the meat packers and importers at the expense of producers on one end of the supply chain and consumers on the other.
At the same time, the Trump administration is pressuring ranchers to produce more cattle. But Bullard says the import bump will have the opposite effect. Biofuel leaders in the Midwest say the global shipping sector could be a new market for biodiesel and ethanol and the crops used to make them. Economist Dave Miller led a recent study about future corn demand for the Iowa Corn Growers Association and Iowa Renewable Fuels Association.
Globally, the marine fuel market is a 70 to 80 billion gallon a year market. It's a very big market. If corn could take even 2 to 3% of that market with ultra-low carbon ethanol, it would very much help close this demand gap.
A global agreement would have required cargo ships to cut their greenhouse gas emissions by transitioning to cleaner fuel or pay a pollution tax. The U.S. threatened countries with sanctions, visa restrictions, and fines if they voted in favor of the measure. You're listening to KPR.
It's All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In Kansas, top Republican and Democratic lawmakers found a rare issue that both sides could endorse, banning the use of cell phones in schools. But as Zane Irwin reports, a bill to lock personal devices away from classrooms is now facing some major obstacles to becoming law.
Whatever shape the law takes in Kansas, restrictions on cell phone use could just be the start of the state's efforts to regulate the role of technology in kids' lives. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon. The Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year, and we're throwing a bunch of parties to celebrate. On February 27th and 28th, hope you'll join us for two nights of live music, including Exotica Cocktail. And all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty.
Acting nutty, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets for everything are on sale right now. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then, top immigration enforcement officials testified on Capitol Hill today. They were grilled rather intensively by House Democrats.
Your agency has repeatedly been caught on tape using unnecessary violence against civilians, and you can't even tell me if any of these agents have been investigated or disciplined.
Jimena Bustillo will give us the lowdown. What exactly happened? Were any new issues raised? We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Carswell and Hope's 5th annual Valentine's Day dinner and dance party at Arterra, Saturday, February 14th. Full service dinner, champagne, toast, and love songs. Tickets at carswellandhope.com.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight. The forecast tonight. Lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 50s. Down the lower 30s tomorrow night. Clouds Thursday morning, sunshine Thursday afternoon. Slight chance of rain, highs in the upper 50s. It's 55 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
PR's morning edition slows it down to make sense of what matters. Stay connected to the facts with morning edition every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock. We are 1 minute away from news headlines. It's 4 o'clock.
PR Station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Richard Porter, helping to bring NPR News, KPR Statehouse news coverage, and classical music to KPR listeners in eastern Kansas and western Missouri.
It's 54 degrees in Lawrence, 53 in Topeka. The time is 4:06, and this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. Lots of other frequencies, too, listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can become a member anytime you like. Perhaps KPR has kept you company when you're feeling kind of down and lonesome. Perhaps KPR had just the news you needed just at the moment you needed it. This is because public radio is designed to serve you, and we are now listener-supported in the main. We are not receiving any federal funding. That's not going to change anytime soon. So we're turning to you because this is a valuable service to you. Would you please consider becoming a member right now? $5 or $10 a month, dollar a day, whatever works for you. We would love to have you as a member. We're here for you. We're asking you to be here for us. You can become a member right now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:30. Then we're going to talk about the U.S. military and Venezuela. More than a month after the ouster of Nicolas Maduro, large numbers of U.S. forces remain in the Caribbean. We're going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
It's 54 degrees in Lawrence, 55 in Emporia. It's 4:20.
PR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. When you roll out of bed, bleary-eyed and groggy, if you're like me, the first thing on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Your hosts tomorrow are Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and locally it'll be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
Up next, we have news headlines in just about 35 seconds. It's 54 degrees in Manhattan, 53 in Atchison. It is 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The unified government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas voted last night to block future immigration detention centers for at least 2 years. The Planning Commission passed a 2-year moratorium on all special use permits for new jail and detention centers. Commissioner Jim Ernst asked if the resolution was an attempt at virtue signaling, since there has been no indication of an immigration detention center coming to Wyandotte County. Resident Eva Garcia Meza said a proactive approach would help community members who fear that possibility.
Putting this kind of messaging out there would send some way to pacify some of the fear that the community is feeling.
The resolution will now advance to the Board of Commissioners for a final decision. A Kansas bill would allow more children experiencing behavioral health emergencies to be placed in stabilization centers when they're taken into police custody. The centers are an alternative to secure detention centers and can offer immediate services to children during a mental health crisis, such as when a child is endangering themselves or others. The bill is aiming to fill a gap in state law that does not directly allow law enforcement to place juvenile offenders in crisis centers before their cases are resolved. Crystal Hedrick of the Children's Alliance of Kansas says the change could remove the delay in support.
Providing kids with behavioral health supports early and in a least restrictive setting improves their outcomes, reduces recidivism, supports families, communities.
Currently, state law requires formal authorization from a judge or a mental health center before law enforcement can place a juvenile in a crisis center. A House committee is still considering that bill. The Washburn Ichabods men's basketball team fell out of the number one slot in the NCAA Division II Top 25 rankings for the first time in 7 weeks. The team had its first loss of the season last Friday against Central Missouri, snapping their 22-game winning streak. This week, the team dropped to number three in the latest NABC poll, while still receiving three first-place votes. The Washburn men host Arkansas Fort Smith on Thursday. You're listening to KPR. It is 4:35.
Over the purple lavender flowers.
And guests that aren't afraid to turn up the heat.
You must keep it at all times above 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
Stay toasty and informed every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting the Music of Love, featuring a lineup of music for Valentine's weekend, as well as dinner and wine pairings, Friday, February 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Kemper Museum. More at kcchamberorchestra.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Lots of things to see at that website, including a full rundown of the day's headlines. Check it out when you have a moment at kansaspublicradio.org. There's even a place you can point and click and become a member right now.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, we'll get you an update on how the U.S. teams are doing at the skiing events in the Winter Olympics, both cross country and alpine style. Doing pretty well, actually. Spoiler alert. It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock. This is KPR.
It's all connected to the facts with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming your way in 1 minute. It is 5 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
It's 52 degrees in Lawrence, 52 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. We know you have a lot of places you could be getting your news, and we appreciate you choosing KPR. In our next 30 minutes, we will tell you about what we know at this point regarding the primary results in New Jersey. Former Congressman Tom Malinowski has conceded to challenger Ana Lilia Mejia in a Democratic primary to replace person sitting in the seat vacated by the New Jersey governor, Mike Sherrill. It's been an unusual race, and we're going to talk about why. Also in this next 30 minutes, in Kansas, there's been talk about a law that would ban students from using cell phones during school hours. And this got a lot of bipartisan support. So why is it so tough to get it through the legislature? We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
If you like what you're hearing, if you believe in supporting public media, a great way to do that that I can tell you about that is super easy is to support this public radio station, kansaspublicradio.org. We rely on our listeners more than ever to keep bringing you what you love. You can become a member right now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support
takes you across this country and around the world with stories that keep you informed and the context to understand what matters. The news comes at you quickly, but we slow it down to examine each story from different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Get caught up on all the news from overnight first thing in the morning on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on-site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com.
News headlines are up next. Have some new news for you, as the name might imply. Coming up in just about 35 seconds here on KPR. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
The Dow closed up 52 points. The Nasdaq closed down 136. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the state should stop giving in-state tuition to college students who don't have permanent legal status. Stephen Caranda reports.
Kansas allows some college students without legal immigration status to pay the lower tuition rate if they have connections to the state, like attending a Kansas high school. Kobach said in an attorney general opinion that the state has been violating federal law for more than 20 years and could be sued over it. This comes as lawmakers consider a change that would bar public benefits from people in the country without legal status. Opponents of the tuition change say it would lead to a less educated workforce and ultimately hurt the Kansas economy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
The unified government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas, voted last night to block future immigration detention centers for at least 2 years. The Planning Commission passed a two-year moratorium on all special use permits for new jail and detention centers. Commissioner Jim Ernst asked if the resolution was an attempt at virtue signaling, since there had been no indication of an immigration detention center coming to Wyandotte County. Resident Eva Garcia Meza said a proactive approach would help community members who are fearing that possibility.
Putting this kind of messaging out there would send some way to pacify some of the fear that the community is feeling.
The resolution will now advance to the Board of Commissioners for a final decision. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order increasing low-tariff beef imports from Argentina by power of four, fourfold. They've been quadrupled. U.S. cattle ranchers, some of Trump's biggest supporters, have been fighting the move. Bill Bullard is the CEO of the rancher advocacy group RCAF USA. He says the bump in imports will only help the meatpacking industry.
Increased imports do effectively lower cattle prices, but they do not lower beef prices. Instead, what the increased imports do is provide greater margins for the meat packers and importers at the expense of producers on one end of the supply chain and consumers on the other.
At the same time, the Trump administration is pressuring ranchers to produce more cattle. But Bullard says the import bump will have the opposite effect. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, back down into the lower 30s. Cloudy skies Thursday morning, but Thursday afternoon should be sunny. We do have a slight chance of rain on Thursday. We're expecting a high in the upper 50s and lows in the mid-30s for Thursday night. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 5:35.
It's all things...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In Kansas, top Republican and Democratic lawmakers found a rare issue that both sides could endorse, banning the use of cell phones by students in schools during school hours. But as Zane Irwin of Kansas News Service reports, a bill to lock personal devices away from classrooms is now facing some major obstacles to becoming law.
Just be the start of the state's efforts to regulate the role of technology in kids' lives. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more stories from the Kansas News Service at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We still have another hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come at 6:01. Heads of some key immigration agencies were testifying today in front of a House committee as Congress is attempting to negotiate a funding bill for their agencies. Let's just say it was kind of contentious. We will talk about that. We will learn about a group known as Mothers Helping Gaza. And we will talk about the future of edible cotton seeds. Considering All Things, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at stonebackappliance.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 50s. Lows in the lower 30s tomorrow night. Chance of rain on Thursday. Highs in the upper 50s. We're expecting this kind of pattern for the next 4 or 5 days. Might even get into the 60s again next week. It's 10 minutes before 6.
PR. This is NPR.
When the news comes at you quickly, NPR's Morning Edition slows it down to make sense of what matters. Stay connected to the facts with Morning Edition every weekday.
You can do that tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Join us for Morning Edition with Matthew Algio as your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison, 89.9, K258BT Manhattan, 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.